Moncrief on News Talk.
You know, you'll often hear people saying that people are getting ruder, or at least other people are getting ruder, not you. In shops, in cars, in the streets, there is, anecdotally at least, a growing trend where people are more than prepared to bite the heads off each other for very little reason. News Talk's Know You're the Asshole correspondent, Henry McKean, has been looking into this. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. No, you're the asshole.
Yeah, see, exactly. That's what happens. So easy to get into that spiral of arseholology.
And
really.
The heat gets to people. And the day the day the Metro has been granted planning permission, and it could be another 10 years, it's going to cost about $23 billion 25 years later. Yeah, and the congestion might then stop. But at the moment, Dublin has been placed fifth in a ranking of the hardest cities in the world to navigate by car, beating Tokyo and LA. I was at the Omni Park shopping centre,
wow.
One of my favourite shopping centres.
Yeah.
Took 40 minutes to get from the Omni Park shopping centre to here. That's 7 kilometres. That's a long time. That's how bad the congestion is, to do 7 kilometres. Anyway, I met these drivers, including a taxi driver. Has our driving got worse? And are we ruder than ever?
A lot of people don't have manners now. The world has changed, especially the driving. You see some of them on their phone.
They're looking at their phones as they drive.
One hand, and then there was a girl on the phone, and she looking down and saying, I ploughed into another car.
She ploughed in. You know, you have manners. You still seem quite polite.
Yeah, I do.
Who taught you those manners?
The mother and father, Lord rest them.
And you've kept them now?
Yeah, it's nice to be nice.
And, you know, you care about how you look. I mean, is that a polo mint you're chewing?
Yeah.
So you want to have a minty breath. That's important to you?
Yeah. The driving habits, most people, particularly people 30s, 40s.
Well, that and guy's older, hooting. That guy's
all,
using his horn.
Yeah, are all pretty good on the road, yeah.
So you think driving habits are still okay, they're not too bad.
Yeah.
You're a cab driver, you see it all.
Yeah, not too bad at all, yeah.
And people are nice.
Most people are nice, yeah. Most people you would get in your cab would be nice, yeah. You do get the odd one or two that are not, but you get that in all walks of life.
Do you think in Ireland, in Dublin, we still have manners? We know there's a survey out that says that Dublin is one of the hardest places to drive around in the world. It's tough out there.
Are you talking about traffic now?
Traffic, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But then all major cities have the traffic problems. Because everybody wants to drive. Anybody who has a car wants to drive it. They don't want to leave it sitting in the driveway. They're paying insurance, they're paying tax, road tax. They want to use it, yeah.
Especially on a stormy day like today.
Yeah.
Even though we should stay home.
Yeah, but you can't. If you're working, you can't stay home, you know.
There you go. If you're working, you can't stay home. And now, the first fellow was kind of saying there's no manners, but then he kind of changed to...
Well, he was eating a polo mint, and I don't want to be critical.
Okay.
But you know...
Keeping himself minty fresh, that's a good thing.
I know, but he was crunching on it. And if I'm going to be really strict on him, perhaps he should have not been doing that in my presence. Oh my God, I sound so unbelievably
judgmental
over the top.
There.
Yes,
yeah.
But he should have chewed that polo mint. I do like a polo mint.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I know, polo mint is excellent.
Oh, yeah. they are lovely with a hole in the middle.
Now, and so like... Is it just driving people get wound up in the anarchy, or you know, is it like tourism and hospitality, people in retail, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of angry people out there, but not everyone is angry. Some people are friendly. I met this B&B owner on the Swords Road in Santry. This is Maeve Gavin. She runs Airbnb of Kennamave. Have we lost our courtesy?
No, I don't think so. Because
you don't think we've lost our courtesy?
Talking from my own experience, I have a guest house and I have people staying with me all the time, and I constantly hear them saying, we definitely are the country with 1,000 welcomes. And even for the last weekend with the NFL, they all said it's so nice to be in a country where they felt welcome.
So they felt welcome. The Americans came over in huge numbers.
They did, yeah.
I think Aer Lingus flew over something like 27,000 of them.
Yes, they did.
And they were in your guest house, and you're saying they felt welcome,
they felt
the
very
Irish
welcome.
Were friendly and not rude?
No, they felt very welcome, and they said that everyone opened their arms to them, even people. They said when they got lost in the city, they stopped people, and people went out of their way to show them where to go. And so, to me, that was great to hear that.
That's really interesting, and you're there at the coal-faced meeting
these people from all over the world, yes. And
tourists.
We haven't had one person in the last year say that they... I would say to them, did Ireland, and especially did Dublin, live up to your expectations? And all of them have said it exceeded their expectations with regards to the hospitality, with regards to the welcoming, with regards to the food, all that kind of thing.
Do people still open the door for you? Are people still nice in traffic? Would they let you in?
Yeah, it doesn't always happen. Another one would be if you're on a bus, with the bus full. It used to be a time where people would stand up, especially an elder person, to let them sit down. I've been on the bus where I actually stood up to let other people sit down, you know, because younger people haven't done that.
And you're a grandmother.
And I'm a grandmother. Yes.
Stood up for someone that needed it more than you.
Yes.
Because you wanted to show them,
yes.
Show them up, really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And do you still say thank you to the bus driver?
Always do.
You do?
Always. And actually, that was one of the things the Americans mentioned to me, that they found they've never seen that before, where people actually went and said thank you to the driver.
They've never seen
that
happen before, that
no.
In their country, in America, they wouldn't say thank you to the bus driver.
No. And actually, I had one guest staying with me, and she said she wasn't used to using buses because, you know, in America, everyone drives.
They're afraid to use the bus.
And she said the bus driver went out of his way to bring her. She wanted to get up to top of Grafton Street, and he brought her to 16, brought her to Dame Street, and he told her exactly where to go, and she said that would never happen in the States.
No, of course it'd never happen in the States.
No, they don't do buses in the States.
Not really. Now, well, some people do, but it's like really poor people only do buses,
yeah.
And there's a kind of a whole snobby thing of it.
And the bus services aren't bad. They're not bad at all.
Yeah.
And we do have a good Dublin bus. It is a very, very good service. And just to say, today is a TWAT day. So that stands for Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. And that means that the work from home people come into the office or the factory and the traffic is shocking.
It's, right.
They're really, really bad. So that's, I suppose, the leftover from COVID. Today is a twat day. And people do find it difficult to drive around in Dublin. Recent data shows searches for is driving in Dublin hard have surged by 100% in the last year. And this is according to the Nationwide Vehicle Contracts. And they also say right up there with Mexico City, followed by Bangkok, Madrid and Istanbul.
Huh.
That's how bad it is. Here are Dublin drivers.
I think it's very stressful. I think the roads are busy, but I think it's a very stressful situation driving at the moment. I don't think there's rudeness, really. I think it's just
kind of dog eat dog.
Everybody just seems to be in a terrible hurry. Nobody seems to be on time when they're driving. They seem to be always that little bit late, and it seems to elevate then the tension.
Yes, I definitely do say thank you, and yes, I do have manners on the road.
You do?
Yes.
Who drives better, people from South Africa or people from Ireland?
That's a controversial question. I do think driving tests and learning to drive and all that is better in South Africa than it is here in Ireland.
So you're basically saying that South Africans drive better?
Yes.
We're one of the worst people in Europe.
Why do you think that?
Yeah, I drive myself. I see it every day.
And what do you see?
And the great thing about it is, it's not just a normal person that does it. It's these well-to-do people. They get out of your car and go with you.
You know, so the well-to-do people?
Yeah, rich people. I'm only a pop. They just call me a pauper. But as I said, they'd get out of the car and go into you. They'd knock you over and they wouldn't do that.
So they'd be aggressive?
Pretty aggressive, yeah. There is some people that's very aggressive, all right, yeah.
And is it because they have to pay off the higher purchase on the expensive Jeep?
Probably.
And
could be.
In a hurry to make
that.
Money to pay for
could
it?
Could be that. Could be that. Oh, that's not talking to his wife.
Not talking to the wife.
Yeah.
I think a certain amount of people are friendly, but then you'll always get the people who are rude and, you know.
Are we ruder than perhaps the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s?
Definitely.
You think so?
Definitely.
And what's changed?
I think they say people are just getting greedy.
I think it's greed.
Yeah.
They're trying to make cash, money.
Absolutely, sure.
Fair few comments on this. On public transport, I've noticed that people often vacate a seat without saying anything, obviously intending it for an older or infirm person nearby. You've got to be quick into the seat, though, if it's for you. Always the danger that someone else will look up from their phone just long enough to clock the seat and grab it. and a lot of abuse for taxi drivers. It's funny that Henry's first interview was with a taxi driver, as they are some of the absolute worst drivers, with bad manners, driving through red lights, doing U-turns in the middle of the road and stopping in bus lanes or blocking bike lanes. They are the worst. I drive a taxi, says another texter, and taxi drivers are probably the worst drivers on the road. Crikey. People are getting ruder, says this person. I experience this every day on the road driving, in the shops, on the bus, blooming everywhere. I try to think others are having a bad day to excuse their behaviour, but they can't all be having a bad day, can they? Dublin is getting like London in terms of attitude. Somebody says, I regularly use public transport in Boston, and virtually everyone thanks the bus drivers in Boston.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you can flash your lights, wave, or even a light beep of the horn to say thanks. But there really needs to be a sign that says thank you. Not getting the wave of appreciation is really annoying.
I agree. Yeah. When people don't thank you. That happened to me, St. James's Gate yesterday. I came across a rude taxi driver. Can I just say 9 out of 10 taxi drivers are not rude. This lad in a Prius, he came out into the yellow box, even though the traffic was still moving. I let him in. I had no choice. And then he braked to pick up a fare. And then he wouldn't let me. He wouldn't let me. I was ahead of him. Move ahead. He blocked me. I just couldn't believe it. I did him 2 favours. And he wouldn't give me one back, even though he caused the situation. I was so. Do you know what I did?
What did you do?
I honked at him, even though I was ahead of him.
Okay.
I which sounds really
strange.
You
did a rear honk. Yeah.
It was a rear honk, if that's such a thing.
Yeah.
And then he.
It's a pity we don't
have
signs. You can't say I'm honking at you behind me. Yeah.
Yes, I know. He knew what he did.
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So wow, that's bad. Well, if you're listening,
he knows who he is.
You know who you are.
He knows. But
hang
yeah.
your head in shame, but not when you're driving. Obviously, pull over and hang your head in shame. Right. So, yes. So that acknowledgement thing.
It's so important to do it, I think, to show some sort of acknowledgement and some sort of thank you. But not all people do it. Here are average drivers.
Yeah, I think we are a bit ruder. I think certainly I've noticed that people don't acknowledge me if I let somebody out or, you know, not as much as they used to.
They don't acknowledge you to say thank you.
No, not as much as they used to. No, definitely not. So,
Are people just busy? Are they selfish? Are they caught up in their own world? Is it the fact that they could be on social media? How come we're, you know, ruder on the roads?
Well, they could be busier, but I mean, it takes no time to lift your hand and say thank you, you know, so.
Do you still have courtesy? Do you still have manners?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because it drives me nuts when people don't acknowledge me. So, yes, I would always acknowledge
somebody.
So you
would be quite offended?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
And you get angrier when it's hotter.
Oh, yeah, well, doesn't everybody? So, yeah, certainly, yeah, I would find that, yeah, if it's a warm summer, yeah.
Do you still say thank you to the bus driver?
I do, every time, yeah.
Every time?
Yeah.
And roughly how old are you?
I'm 44.
So you're a relatively young man.
Well.
Has our manners changed when it comes to driving, when it comes to out there in traffic?
Yeah, 100%. I wish my wife was here to answer this. She always tells me that. She thinks that it's got incredibly ruder on the road. People are massively more aggressive, particularly truck drivers who will drive right up behind you and try and ram you off the road. So yeah, I think overall people have got exceptionally more aggressive on the road.
And you're right. Lorry drivers in the Port Tunnel in Dublin will come right really close. They're obviously trying to get to a ferry and they're late. But yeah, the lorry drivers won't give you an inch.
No, they won't. But I think it's also, not to be too hard on my own sex, but I think a lot of male drivers are particularly aggressive and don't always understand that not everyone has the same competency on the road.
Yeah. The funny thing about this conversation, it always turns into people blaming other people or other categories of people. Taxi drivers get it.
Mm-hmm.
Younger drivers get it.
Lorry drivers.
Drivers get it.
It's a blame game.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be.
It's a blame game. So I assume that the people you were talking to, some of them just started naming who they thought was terrible.
And we've got to share the road with pedestrians. That's another thing. Pelican Crossings, you're supposed to stop. You're supposed to stop all pedestrian crossings for the actual human beings. That's my biggest bugbear. But anyway, here is Kerry from Dublin. She is blaming the young, entitled boy racers.
I'm driving a long time and I find the worst cases are young people.
When you say young, how young?
we used to call them boy racers, but now they're boy and girl racers.
So 20s.
Yeah, they're going beyond the speed limits, and I find the worst for everyone, not just those particular age cohort, is people breaking lights, people not allowing others out from side roads, and the worst is people pushing their way out.
Aggressively, just pushing.
Very aggressively. It's the fact it's the entitlement that they'll push out, and without an acknowledgement. And of course, people will let the people out, but it's also.
And is that what it is? Is it entitlement? If we break it down, the reason why we perhaps have got ruder on the road is we're entitled, or is there just not enough road space for all these cars? And today, obviously, they've just given planning permission for the metro to the airport. So that should improve things by the time it's finished in 10, 15, 20 years.
So they have given planning permission to the metro. I believe that when I see it, to be honest with you. There is a lot of cars on the road. There's a lot of activity around school times, very busy times. I find that there's bumper-to-bumper traffic at times. You can't get from A to B. It could take me almost the same time to get from my house to here in the morning than it would for me to get to my daughter's house in Ratoath, which is about 25 minutes.
So it's quicker to get to me than it is to get to Dublin.
It can be that way, yeah. Now, I know that myself, people are frustrated on the roads, especially that M1. I can see it myself, the M1. It's always busy going to Drumcondra.
So yeah, by
the time people get to Drumcondra, they're probably exasperated. So I can't blame people getting annoyed, you know.
There you go. By the time you reach your destination, the metro will have been finished. Henry, thanks a million. Now, Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.